Okay, good morning. This past week's daf was Daf Zayin Maseches Pesachim. This morning's shir is Le'ili Nishmas Yaakov Mordechai Ben Yisrael Pinchas. The Neshama should have an aliyah. We're going to focus on the piece of Gemara on Zayin and Beis. It starts from the two dots over in the bottom of Zayin and Aleph. In the Nusach of Brachas. We'll see, there's Machlokes Rishonim how to learn the Gemara, how to come out, we'll see if we'll be able to see the two ways how to learn the Gemara. The Gemara starts, Omar of Yehuda, HaBoydech Tzorech Shivorech. Someone who makes the Bedikim, Tzorech Shivorech. Merkatin is Maim Vorech. The Rishonim discuss the first part of the memra over here. The Ran brings to Mother Rishonim that what's the chiddush over here? Habaydik Tzorech Shivorech. Seen in the Ran, if you want to turn to that, you can see that the Ran asked him, "Tell me, Pshita, Lom lo yivorech Hashem shemivorech al hamitzis kulam." Okay, this piece of the Ran doesn't necessarily have to learn. Turn to the back if it's difficult to find. It's on Gimlom and Beis in the Daf Yarif. And Gimlom and Beis in the Daf on the Rif. See, it's the first Divra Maschil. Right, last white line on the top. Habaydik Tzorech Shivorech im Toimam. If you'll ask, and this is the Lashon that Rishonim used to ask a question, the im Toimam. Pshita. The memory starts Habaydik Tzorech Shivorech. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. He's come to tell Sechidish. Pshita. V'lom lo yivach shem shivorech ha'amitzis kulon. All mitzvahs are brachas. So why is he telling us specifically over here, make a bracha? It would seem to be that there's a chiddush over here, something that you would have thought that this bedik is different. And that he says as follows, Yishleimer, the hokamash malon, the chiddush, he's coming to tell us, after the bir chametz, ikr ha-mitzvah. Even though the ikr mitzvah is the actual destroying of the chametz, afilo hochim ishoshu humaschil bo, nevertheless, the bracha is not first made when he actually is burning or destroying the chametz. That the bracha should be made at the beginning. The bedika, finding the chametz to destroy, that's what he's come to tell us, that the bracha should be made already then. Mihu, ein mevorchen livdoik el levar, shikha kavanas habdika hu habir. So he tells us that the chiddush over here is that one might have thought that since the ikar hamitzvah is the bir chametz, the destroying of the chametz itself, which first happens later, so maybe the bracha should be first made then, and not during the bedika. So that's the chiddush that he's come to say, the habodich tzor shivorech, that the bracha is already made b'shas the bedika. But being, the Ran says, that the Iker HaMitzvah, the Iker Kavonas HaBadika is in order to be Mavar. So that's by the Loshon of the Bracha. We're not bringing a Bracha HaBadika as Chametz, but the Bracha is Loshon of Beer, because that's the Tachas and the purpose of the Badika, to find the Chametz in order to destroy it.
It's not true we make a Bracha on all mitzvahs, right?
Okay.
I'm saying.
Okay, but most mitzvahs we do, right? You know, it's the mitzvahs that don't need explanation, rather the mitzvahs that do, right? We know the cloud is that comes to make bracha on all mitzvahs, right? Right. So that's why the question really would be, why not? Not why yet, right? That the mafashim talk about stoker, Right? The question is, why not? So that's why over here, if you call mitzvah that you make a bracha, right, the question is, what's the chiddush? Don't all mitzvahs have a bracha? So that's the Ran tells us over here, what he's coming to say over here. Okay. Zolta Gemara. Now the Gemara starts, and Zolta Gemara, Mai Mevorach. What's the Nusach? What's the Nusach? What's the text of the Bracha that we make? Rav Papa Mishmedi Rava Omar Levaya Chometz. Rav Papi says in the name of Rava that the Bracha is Levaya Chometz. Rav Papa Omar Mishmedi Rava Al Bir Chometz. Levar Chometz, we'll call that with the Lamed, Levar Chometz, and Rav Papa, in the name of Rava, says that the bracha is Al Bir Chometz. Al. Now the Gemara right away tells us, B'Levar Kuli Amalei Pligi, Devadai Lahabo Mashma. The Gemara right away tells us over here that everyone agrees that Loshon of Levayer with the Lamed definitely has the Mashmois, definitely gives off the idea that he's doing, that the mitzvah that he's coming to do will be done in the future. It has not been done yet. Levayer, something I'm coming to do. Lahabo Mashma. Now, this is an important, really, a hakdama, a preface to the whole Gemara. And we can see it right now, because I don't know if we can get to it later. But the Gemara makes the point over here. The Gemara really derives it from this whole discussion. But we're going to make the point right now. The Gemara says, around halfway down the Omid, which everyone saw, to kuli amamias mei korabin on the vruche. The Gemara takes out from this whole discussion that we see that there's an assumption going on that the bracha is supposed to be made before the mitzvah. Now that's what the Gemara is saying over here. And I think the Gemara says, where does that come from? The Gemara says that that's a memory from Shmuel. To Amar Avihu Demar Shmuel, call mitzvahs mevorech alein erev alasi yosem. All mitzvahs are supposed to be made before they're done. The bracha is made before the mitzvah is done. And the Gemara continues on to show us that the word Oyver Lasiyosan means before. But that's what Shmuel's coming to say. Shmuel tells us that the proper place in conjunction with the Maisa Mitzvah, when is the bracha made, the bracha is supposed to be made before. Right? So once we know that, that's what we call Oyver Lasiyosan. Right? Making a bracha, that's Loshna Gmor Oyver Lasiyosan, bracha is made before the Mitzvah. So once that's so if the bracha made before the mitzvah, so when you're making the bracha, you're talking about something that you're going to do. Right? That's Loshon of Lahabo. So that's what the Gemara over here is saying, that below over kuli amale pligi divade lahabo mashma. Everyone agrees that the Loshon of Levar, when you're using a lamed, you're talking about something that you're about to do. So therefore, the bracha that you're making right now, the bracha is made before you do the mitzvah, and the lashon of the bracha has the right connotation that it's about something that you're coming to do. Now, in the Gemara, just tells us that everyone agrees that the lashon of levar has the mashmois of labo. The question is, therefore, what? What does the Gemara want to have with this? So this is where Rashi and these Rishonim come in over here. And if Rashi says as follows. Look at Rashi over here, the bottom line. B'levar kulam le'pligid labo mashma. If Rashi says, v'shapir domi. And therefore, it's definitely good to use this nusuch. T'bracha koidim asiyas ha-mitzvah b'in kidl kamo. Rashi makes mention that we just discussed before. So Rashi sets up the Gemara for us that the Gemara starts off with the Machlokes over here, Mai Mevorech. The Gemara might have sounded like that one man of the Simpsons, you make, this is the right way, only this is just this way. The other man says, this is what to do. It's a question of the either or, either this or that. Rashi tells us in what the Gemara means to say over here, in the Kuliamale, below over Kuliamale plaguing, being that everyone agrees that the Lashon of Levar, Fusil Lamed, has the Mashmois of Labo, therefore everyone agrees that you could actually use that Lashon. Right? So therefore, it's not a machlokes whether you could only use this, you could only use that. Right? Everyone agrees that Levar could be used. That means that the machlokes is that could one also make the bracha al bir. That's how Rashi sets up the Gemara for us. Right? Could it also be done only Levar or also Levar? Because we're also al bir. That's how Rashi sets up the Gemara for us. Kliyam lepligi d'vada halaba mashma ki pligi ba'albir. The machlekes is albir marsov meikora mashma marsov laba mashma. That being that the hanocha over here is that a bracha has to be made before. If you're making a bracha before, so therefore when you're making a bracha, you're supposed to be talking about something that you didn't yet do, something which is upcoming. So you have to use a nusuch which has that mashmois upcoming. Marsov meikora mashma. That one man the Omer holds that loshen of al bir is mash something that was done already. Therefore, you can't use that bracha because the mitzvah wasn't done yet. Marsov labo mashma. And therefore, the loshen of al bir could also be used. Rashi on top says meikora mashma. Albir shabiyarti. That's what meikor mashma is. The mashmois of what you're saying when using that bracha was on something that was done already. V'harei adayin lebodik, and he didn't do bedikah yet. Da bracha koydim bedikah, because bracha is before bedikah. Like I mentioned, the bracha is the proper place to make the bracha is koyd masiyosan. So you're making the bracha before you made the bedikah, and you're using a lotion which would be mashma on something that I did already. So that's why that can't be used. That's what this man, the Omer, says. That it's that al is meikor mashma. Rashi over here at the end of this Rashi says, bir hainanami bedika. The lotion of beer, is referring to the bedika. Right, this Rashi would be mashma that the bedika itself is beer. Right, the Ran that we mentioned before might have been mashma that you're making the bracha on the ikar mitzvah, which is the beer later. That's why you're using lashon of beer. You know, this helps you get to there, but what you're doing right now is not beer. Rashi would be mashma that bedika is beer. Rashi is the same, right? Bedika, you could refer to bedika as beer. It's a step in beer. That's what Rashi is mashma. I don't know what Rashi first is saying this now. I mean, he could have told us right before. I don't know what this is the place for Rashi to say it. Okay, so this is the Gemara, how Rashi tells us how to learn the Gemara over here. The issue over here is that being that a bracha has to be made before you do the mitzvah, so now when I'm holding before doing the mitzvah, and I'm making a bracha, so I have to use a lashon which is mashma lahabo and not meikora. If I have a lashon mashma for something that I did already, I can't use that lashon. And the machlokes over here is whether, simply seems to be some kind of shaila over here, whether lashon of al is mashma lahabo. Let's see the Gemara. Meisvei. So now the Gemara is going to come to ask a question on one man the Omar approved to other man the Omar. The Gemara tells us the Braisa talks about the bracha of Mila. Baruch Hashem Yisrael Mitzvah Yisrael Tzivon Al Hamila. That the Braisa tells us the bracha is Al Hamila. You're standing before the Mila. You make the bracha Al Hamila. So this would be a raya that Al is Labo Mashma. Like the man Omar that says that you can make the bracha al. The old man Omar says that you can't. You can't because it's meikora mashma. That the Gemara says as follows. Right? The man Omar, this is how he'll answer. That really, the lashon of al is mashma meikora. Right? And therefore, we really shouldn't be using that lashon because you didn't yet do it. And you're using lashon which have mashmois that you did it already. And that the reason why by Milo we use that bracha Hosam Hechi Neimo. Over there we have there's a difficulty in what should we say. It's not so simple to use the Nusuch Rimash Malahabo Loshna Buralamid Lomo. Hosam Hechi Neimo. What should we be saying? Neimo Lomo. Should we say the Loshna of Lomo, which will take have the proper Mashmois of Lahabo? No, there's a difficulty in that. Loisagya dilav ihu mohil. Is it not enough that for him that he were not mal? As she explains, that we're talking over here that the mohil like we do. Someone has a job, the roifeh, whoever it is, he's the mohil, experienced person is doing it, and the Gemara is telling us that is he mechuyev to do it. He's not mechuyev to do it. So what the Gemara means to say over there is that there's a new point, a new mashmois in the word lomo, right, which the Gemara is going to discuss right now. One way to make the bracha, lomo, with a lamed, that would have a mashmois that the one who's making this bracha, who's doing it, he's mitzuvah, he's mechuyev to do that, to do the mitzvah that he's doing. And on that, the Gemara is saying that the moyel, he's not mechuyev. The father of the child is the one who has the chiyuv. So there's a new point that the Gemara brings up over here. That aside from the main issue that the Gemara was discussing, lahabo, l'sha'avar, whether when I'm using this word, is it properly giving over the mashmois, that's something I'm about to do as opposed to something that I did already. But there's another point that in the Lashon, when we use the lamed would give the mashmois that there's a chiyuv to do this mitzvah. And in a situation where the person who's doing the mitzvah doesn't have a chiyuv, so he wouldn't be able to use a lashon of lamed, because that would be mashmah. He's mechuyev, and he's actually not mechuyev. He's not going to say that he's mechuyev to do. That's what Rashi tells us over here. In the second line, Rashi says, should we say lomo bitmiya? It's a question. Hechinemi, right? Should we say lomo? Over there, we can't. Gemara continues. Now Rashi explains at this point in Gemara, Neima Lomul Bitmiya Mashma, the lotion of Lomul would sound like the Oisi Reife Hamol is called Bnei Hayir. That doctor with the Moil, he's the one who's doing the meal, he has the experience, he knows what to do. It would be Mashma that he's Nitztave Lomul Esatina Kazeh. That's the Mashma of Ashaki Dishalme Mitzvahis of Limod. That we have a tziva, a commandment. One who's saying it. I'm commanded to do this mila. And the Rashi continues in the Gemara v'chilei sagi delav yuhumol. All of hamitzvah will tell us that is the mitzvah mechuyev on him. It's incumbent on him. He's the one who carries this commandment. Was the tziva directed to him? V'aloi al oviv mutl. The mitzvah is mutl on the father. Kidamorim b'kiddushim perakama. Right, the Gemara tells us over there. The mission tells us that's one of the mitzvahs that a father is mechuyev to do for his child. Now we shouldn't speak out over here that as far as the mitzvah of milah, the truth of the matter is that there is a situation. Where there is a chiv possibly mutl on the moil, and when the father's not around, so that's when we go in the Gemara that there's an achrayis for others to be mal. When the father is kayim, that's when the Gemara means over here that mitzvah is on the father. But if the father is not here, then possibly the mitzvah is mutl, right, on others. Right? Shouldn't make this mention, right? You have to know it's not specifically on the moil or not. But akupon, that's what we're talking about when the father is here. So therefore, the Gemara asks that therefore the Gemara makes the point that over there there's a different difficulty in saying lomul. Even though as far as this is what this man the Omar is saying, even as far as Lahabon and Sha'avar, when the mitzvah is going to be performed, upcoming, it wasn't ready, then the proper thing really would be to say Lomul. to make a mention that the mitzvah wasn't yet done. However, there's a different difficulty over here. As far as the mashmois of who's mitzvah on this. So that's what Gemara is saying over. That's the difficulty. Now Rashi continues, Avobir, but as far as mitzvah of beer, mitzvah al balachomitz mutelis. Over there, the mitzvah is on the balachomitz. V'chol ishvish boidik beisai. V'hechad yochol loyme levar, loyneima al beer. So on that, Rashi just continues the Gemara, and that this what this man Domer is answering is he's saying that there's a specific difficulty by Mila, being that the mashmois with the lamed has a mashmois that the one who's doing the mitzvah, who's making the bracha now, is mitzvah, and by Mila it's not so. So that's why by Mila we can't use that lashon, and therefore we'll have to resort to the other nusach of Al Hamila. But that's specifically by Mila. However, when you're talking about the mitzvah of Bedika, since the person who's doing Bedika, he is mitzvah, so over there, then the proper way to say the bracha will be set up according to the Lahabol Mishavar. And therefore, he has to make the bracha according to this Manda Omar Levar, because otherwise we'd have the wrong mashmois as far as when the mitzvah is taking place or took place. Now Tosis makes a point over here. According to what we're learning right now, it would seem to be that really the lashon of the lamed, the lashon of lomu, according to this man, the Omar. I'm sorry, I'll leave it to MSB using lashon al-hamila. Al-hamila is mashmah, that's something that was done already. So it's really a wrong connotation over here. But we have a reason why we're doing that, right? Because we can't use the right lashon because of the chiyuv, that's what the Gemara tells us. So we're going to have to use a lashon, al-hamila, which is really has a wrong mashmois in it, right? According to this man, Omar. That al-hamila is mashmah, something that was done already, wasn't done. Tosis makes a point like this.
I thought the question was on the other side, actually. All I mean is a question on the Asir.
On what?
The Manda Omer is the Aver, not the Asir. All I mean is on the future, right? So the question over here is the Manda Omer says that the Lashon Al is on the Aver.
It happened already.
That's the Machlokes.
The Gemara is saying over here, there's a machlokes whether one could use a lashon al, right? Why should you not be able to use al? Because al is mashma meikor, right? That it was done already. The Gemara is saying that when we have a source over here, that the lashon of al could be used. That's what the Gemara is coming to do, right? So you see over here that al could be used because al has mashmois of labo, right? And that the Gemara answers, no, I'm really right. Lashon al means it was done already, which is really not the proper lashon to use. Why over here are we using? Because we're stuck. Right, that's what Gemara is saying. Right? For ulterior reasons, that's why we're using a lashon, which is really not the proper lashon, because we couldn't use the other mashmois. Right? So being that as far as chiv is concerned, we couldn't use the lashon limol, because that would give the wrong mashmois as far as the chiv is concerned. So that's why we had to use this lashon, right? That's what it would seem to be from the Gemara, right? Why is this better than that? It's a good question, right? You know, either is not really, doesn't work out, right? So that's a good point. And that's what Tosis is coming to say over here right now. But at this point, what it would seem to be is that there's really one of two problems over here. Using this lashon has this problem, that lashon has that problem. And for some reason, we have to steer away from the problem of who's mechuyev. And because of that, that's why we're resorting to use the lashon al-hamila, which really has a problem as far as the mashmois. It sounds like the mila was done already, right, according to this man, the Omar. Is that okay? Is that how you made the question in the Gemara?
No, children, but I thought the question was really on the question. I thought the whole Gemara is a question on the one that almost is a shaver, meaning everyone. again, I didn't do the meal yet, so all the meal is on. I'm about to do the meal. All the shechita is on. I'm about to do shechita over here.
So, once again, the Gemara's cash is on who? Is on the man, the Omar, who says, right, and he normally says that you can't use, therefore you can't use the lashon of al by a brother.
So that's the question. So how could, if the man, the Omar, says Allah, that Allah means Allah on the past,
right?
So how do we have these? How do we have all these brachas that are on the avar? Because otherwise, how can we say such a zaka?
Right.
It can't be that we didn't do the mila yet.
So what was the Mora's answer to that? Gemara seems to be answering, you're right, but what's the other alternative, the Gemara is saying, right? We don't have an alternative.
Right, the other term is limo, but,
right? No. That has its problems, and that problem seems to be more of a problem than this, right? That's what the Gemara is saying, right?
Or at least, you want to say that the Gemara's answer is the mashma of the question of lemol means that it must be referring to the question on the, that it means we already, the all means we already did it, so the question's on the asid. The question's on the manda omer hold, so all means asid. It can't.
No, you're right. You're right. The question is on the manda omer says that means meikara, right?
That's what I thought the Gemara's question is.
You are right. But what's the Gemara's answer to that? The Gemara answers by saying, so, okay, you're right, but what's the other alternative? What should we say? The truth of the matter is that Lashon of Al is Mashma Meikor, and therefore we shouldn't be saying this Lashon. What should we be saying? We should be saying, like I'm telling you by Chometz, right? That you should be saying with the Lamed. And that he's saying, well, that has its problems over there. By Mila, to use a Lamed has a different problem.
Why don't they just say that he's making a shaliach, so the shaliach is saying that bracha for him?
Okay, this is a good point that you're being ma'ir, right? This is a very good point. And as a matter of fact, this more will be mashma, right? Will be mashma possibly that it doesn't work with shalichas. Now there is a question, right? And we know that the minig is that the moil tells the father to make him into a shaliach, right? There's a question. This Gemara L'chayra, right? It's a good point that you're being ma'ir of. If he's a shliach, right? So then L'chayra, you know, he's just acting on his behalf. He's not a person by himself. So you have the equivalent of the father himself doing it, right? That's a good point that you're.
Lishmoya kol shoifer also. Lishmoya kol shoifer. Isn't that the mitzvah? By lishmoya kol shoifer is the same thing, no?
Okay. We shouldn't talk about other brachas. That's the larger end of the sugyo here. We'll just see what the Gemara talks about, and we'll see how much further we can get. Okay. So I just want to quickly see this Tap Tosis over here, who makes a point to help this Gemara a little bit over here. Tosis says like this on Tap: Ki pligi ba'al bir marsovar lishaover mashma. Which the way we're understanding at this point is that this man damar holds that when you're using a lashon al, the mashmois is something which happened already. That's what it is. Right? It has no mashmois in abo. It's mashmois over. Right? So it really has a wrong mashmois since you're making the bracha before the mitzvah. And if that's so, like we explained, by mila, because of our that we don't have a different option, so we're forced to use a lashon which is really a wrong lashon. Right? You're holding before the mitzvah, and you're making a bracha, it sounds like you did the mitzvah already. Okay, we're stuck, that's what we have to do. Tosis makes a point over here, that's like the Pirvei Notam. L'sho'ovar mashma tfei milahabo. When the Gemara says, mar sovar l'sho'ovar mashma, the Gemara doesn't mean that the only mashmois it has is that something which happened already. No, Zok Rabbein Notam, that L'sho'ovar mashma tfei l'habo. What it means to say is that it has a stronger connotation on l'sho'ovar than l'habo. Av mikom mokam mashmana miktsas l'habo. But definitely, there is a mashmois in, according to everyone, when one uses lashon of al, that it could also refer to a l'habo. So it's a question on what's the dominant mashmois over here. And on that basis, proves, why is he saying that? The e loy mashma klal habo el l'sho'ovar, because were it to be that this mandamar holds that it has no mashmois of something upcoming. The only mashmois that it has is something which happened already. How is it possible for the Gemara that we just learned now by Mil to say? The Gemara says, the Gemara tells us that we have problems to say the proper lashon of lomo, right? It's mashmachir. And because of that, we're now going to say al. Taisa says, were it to be that this mandamar holds that the lashon of al is only mashmal l'sha'ovar, so that wouldn't be a reason to use this lashon. Fine, you can't use al, you can't use lomo because of his problems, but then you can't use this either because is also. So therefore Tosis proves that when the Gemara says over here, this man da Omar holds that Lashon of Al, L'sha'ovar Mashma, that's what Rabbeinu Tam tells us, that what the Gemara means is that the dominating Mashmois is that. But it definitely does lie a secondary Mashmois of something which is Lahaba, and that's why the Gemara says, so now when we come to a difficulty, like by Mila, that you have a reason why you don't want to use the Lashon Lomol, even though as far as L'habol M'sha'ovar, that would be the right word, but you have a problem there because it would be mashma that the Mo'el is M'chiv, and you got to steer away from that. So that's why the Gemara says that's why we're going to use the Lashon according to everyone. We'll use the Lashon of Al, and that's how it says, well, that's only because Al, according to everyone, does lie in Mashmois of L'habol. So therefore, in a situation where you can't use the better Mashmois of L'habol, so we'll use the one which has the secondary mashmois of Abba. But were it to be that it had no mashmois of something upcoming, and Lashon of Al only was mashmois of something l'sha'ovar, then that wouldn't be an excuse, that wouldn't be a reason to use this Lashon, right, because it's not true. They wouldn't be mistaken to say Shabbat. Okay, so that's an important point that Tosfos makes. According to this Mahalach and the Gemara, a little adjustment that we're not arguing at all whether Lashon Al has any mashmois of Lahabo. Right, according to everyone, definitely has some mashmois. Well, the question is whether the dominating mashmois is l'sha'ovar or not.
Is machlekes in Rav Papa and Rav Papi that it's just a matter of which word, which nusach to use? Alt Masero, the Meiser, they both masking that levoyer is l'abo. The reason why a papi doesn't use...
Right, so we're saying now the machlekes is, it would sound like that do you have an option to use this or that, right? That's that man the Omar. The man who says that al is mashmal habo, you have, that's an option. You could do that also.
You do both.
Yeah, do both, right. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara, right? Kuli Alma holds, right, that Levair, right, is l'habo mashma. Therefore, everyone holds you could use them. That's not machlekes. Machlekes is whether you could also use the lashon of al. Right, that's how Rashi sets up the Gemara for us. Yeah, let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara continues on now with the next question. Meisve Boruch Hashem Kishomim Tzvayis V'Svona Shchita. Fret the Gemara Kasha by Shchita. You see, by Shchita also lashon of al. Using Lashon Al over there, so that's a raya that Al's mashma has the mashmois of Labo, the dominating mashmois of Labo. And that Gemara answers, Hosanami Heichi Neimo. There also we have the similar difficulty. Heichi Neimo, Neimo Lishchot, Leisage Lav Yihu Shchochit. The Gemara also over there says that there's no Chiv. There's no Chiv over there. Now, Rashi doesn't talk about this piece of Gemara over here. I skipped a piece of Gemara. Right, excuse me. Before by Mila. Avi HaBen. Excuse me, just back up for a second. That we just mentioned before that by Mila, this man, the Omer, is telling us that really the proper Lashon that we should use as far as Lahabol L'sha'ovar, really, but it should have been Lomol. But when the Moel is doing it, he can't say Lomol, so that's why we have to make Al HaMila. So that Gemara says that if that's so, so if Avi HaBen is doing the meal, he's doing the meal, he's making the Brocha, So he taki is mechuyev. So then the proper lashon he should have used over there is lo mul. Gemara is assuming right now that the nusach is the same. So that Gemara says Aviya make the meimer, and that Gemara says inochinami. That no, the truth of the matter is when Aviya ben makes the mila, he'll use a different lashon. The brayso over here, which you just quoted, which is says lashon al hamila. This man Omar will tell you. That's talking about in the normal circumstances when the Aviya ben is not experienced. So that's why you have the moil doing it. And over there, so he's not mechuyev, so he can't say lomos. That's why he's saying al hamila. But in the chenami, when you don't have that difficulty of the chiyev to stop you from using the lotion of lomo, like if the father is doing it, then in the chenami, he'll use the lotion of lomo. So it'll what exactly the nusach will be will change according to who's doing it. Right, that's what Rashi says over here. If you look at the Rashi, Parchinon. Right, Rashi adds, just to give us the directions in the Gemara, that when the Gemara says, Aviya ben ma'ik lemeret, the Gemara means to ask a question. Iyal hamilo, l'sho'ovar mashma, that if you tell me really that Ahamiya has a mashmoyis l'sho'ovar, so it should come out that by Aviya ben, why is it that he's making the bracha al hamil? The Gemara at this point is assuming that Aviya ben also makes the same bracha the Braisa says. V'ze'ef sh'loi lo'ymar lomu, ma'ik l'meymar, heichi sh'arin l'meymar al hamila. How do we let him say al hamila? There's nothing wrong with lomu. And as far as al hamila, you have the difficulty, according to this man, Domar, according to you, that it's mash m'sho'ova. So why are you saying that? And that Gemara says, inoch enami, tzorech lo'ymar lomu. That's more answers, right? Inoch enami, you're right. You're right. What you're saying, according to me, you should be saying that you takadu. That's what the Gemara answers, right? So coming off this Gemara, according to the Manda Omar, that Al is mashma lisha over, so there'll be a difference between the nusach of the bracha, whether the father makes the mila and he's making the bracha, or the moil. Okay. The Gemara continues on, meisvei, the kasha from shechita. The Braisa says, Al hashchita. Now the Gemara says, "Hasanami hechinemo." A similar difficulty over there. The one who's making the shchita is not mitzuva. Is not mitzuva. Right, so over here already we could think a little bit what we mean not mitzuva. Right? Does Gemara mean similar to that of mila? That the mitzvah is mutla on one person, and I don't know how to do it, so someone else is doing it for me. So that's what happened by Shechita also, that the one who needs the food, right, he's not being Shech, he's bringing it to someone else. Is that what the Gemara means? Or over here, possibly, even more. Right? We see from the Hamshach HaGemara that bar meal is a mitzvah mutla on a person. The person has to mal his son. It's not a choice. Or not. But as far as shechitas, no one's mitzuva on to make shechitas, right? You know, if you want to eat basa, so this is how you have to go about it. But this is bechlal. So over there, it's possible, and we're mentioning more that the more is asking as far as the tzivui is even is stronger than you have that by mila, that there's no chiv at all, right? Even on the baal habasa itself. Zakapon is using the same idea that over there by Shechita, since there's no chiyuv, so that's why we can't use the lashon of lishchait. Now the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says Pesach v'kodshim ma'ikilameimar. I think that mashma over here, the Gemara has to jump to kodshim over here. Right? The Gemara doesn't talk about, well, let's say the person who owns the animal is making the Shechita. Right? That'll be mashma more because even there it's the same thing. He's also not mechuyuv and not a chiyuv. Pesach v'kodshim. Now, as far as Pesach is concerned, that's taka a mitzvah. Every person is mechuyev to bring a korban Pesach, like the psukim say. Shachar say kol kal asis. So that's where you learn taka the din of shlichus from, right? Because every person is mechuyev really to shech the korban. It's a mitzvah that everyone has to do. So over there by Pesach. Gemara is saying that there is a tzivui. Now by kodshim, this already, right, by Kochim, we have to work out exactly what we're talking about, what this refers to over here. Is this talking about a korban person, let's say did an aver and is mechuyev to bring the korban, possibly? Then it would be that's how it would be similar to Pesach. Or even if someone brings an adava, right? So he's never mechuyev to bring the korban, but it could be that once he's makdish the animal, so now the din of this animal is that it has to be shechted now that it's a korban, right? Whereas, you know, a behemoth chulin never has a din that it's mechuyev to be shechted, and not at any point of time. Just if you want to eat it, so then that's how you go about doing it. But with behemoth kachim, once you makdish it and then now it becomes an oila, so now the din of the behemoth is that it has to go through the seder havoidis. That's what the din of this behemoth is. And like Rashi brings, is a mokor that the bailim has a chiv to do the shechita, right? So chiddush this evening more over here. This is such a that there's a chiv on the bailim. By kachim, makapon, the Gemara brings that by Pesach and kachim. Pesach and Kochim, right? It's interesting that the Gemara splits it, right? I mean, it's true that Pesach has its own mitzvah, right? But would Pesach have the chiv of Kochim, right? Okay, that's a point in the Gemara, right? What does the Gemara mean to say that for some reason Pesach doesn't have the chiv of Kochim? Pesach only has its own chiv, because Pesach is also part of Kochim, right? So whatever's Mechayiv Kochim should Mechayiv Pesach also.
I thought the shot was that everybody has to bring a Pesach. Everyone has to bring Karm Pesach. Or
okay.
At least in theory, is obligated. Kachim is, you could, you know, yes or no. It depends on current circumstances. That's how I understood the difference.
See Pesach, there's a chiv, there's a specific, I mentioned, a specific chiv of shchita on Pesach, right? That's done in the Hakrava itself, right? By Kachim, you see from Rashi over here that there's a special limud that we have, somach v'shochat, and that's how we know. But there's no tzivui on the shechita per se, to shech the korban. By Pesach, the mitzvah is right, to shech the korban Pesach.
So how does that work with a chabura that's doing it?
The shlichus, right? See, in the takanit shlichus, that's what we mentioned. Right, that's one of the sources the Maran Kedushin has. The concept of shlichus is learned from the din of Korban Pesach. Since every person has to shecht it, and how is that possible for everyone to shecht it? There must be some way that one person could do it, and it's considered that everyone did it. That's shlichus. That's the, you know, that's the question that Reb Nachum was more before over there. Reb Mila, right? You have shlichus, right? So you're able to do it. Akoponim, the Gemara over here is asking that Pesach and Kochim, there is a chiv. So therefore, the Loshon Lomu, which according to this man, the Omer, as far as the Havol Shofar is the proper Loshon, and you don't have the difficulty as far as the chiv is concerned, Michael and Meimar. More once again, says in Ochanami. Right? That's true that when they shech the korban, they'll have to make a different bracha than the Brais. It says, the Brais is talking about Shchitas Chum.
Meaning they would say Lishchot.
Right.
They would say Lishchot if they actually did it.
Right. Right. Now the Gemara continues. Gemara continues. Meiste. Ha'isa lulu v'asmin v'och shachiyon v'kimon v'yon v'azman azeh. Okay. That's that bracha. Now, not loy lots is boy. Not lots is boy. He's taking the lulav, dal minim, to be yetzer. He's about to be yetzer. Omer shek, the shaman's voice of Tzivono al netilas lulav. Similar kasha to the one I asked before, that he's coming to do the mitzvah. He's standing before the siyas mitzvah. He's making bracha al netilas lulav. So you see over here that loshen al has a mashmois. Labo, according to you, that you're telling me that taking mashmois of the Loshen Al is Lisha Ovar, so he should be making a bracha Lita Lulav, not Al Atilas Lulav. And that Gemara answers, says Shani Hosn, the Be'idna Da'agba Nofet Be'ig. That Gemara answers, this man don't will tell you that actually, that Lulav, as soon as you pick it up, right, the mitzvah is Mukach Kamachem Yemerishin, so as soon as you pick it up, you really yates at a mitzvah. So that's why over there, we could use the Lashon Al, even though it's Mas Moshoiver, because Yitaka was Yaitzer ready over there. Right?
Even though the
pitum's
down.
So we'll see. See, the Mepharshim talk about this. This Gemara seems to be going that, see, the reason why we put the pitum down is in order that we should be able to make the bracha of Asiyos and we shouldn't be yaitzer, right? That's why we do it. Now, it would be mashma that from the Gemara that this Mando Omar is telling us that over there, by lulav, we don't do special things in order to arrange that even though we picked it up, that we shouldn't be yaitzer the mitzvah. So that's why over there, we actually were yaitzer the ikar ha-mitzvah. So that's why over there, you could use Lashon Al, which is Mashma Shavar, because you taker were behind the mitzvah. What happened to Ovel HaSiyosim? Why are we not concerned about Ovel HaSiyosim? So we'll see, right, that the Rishonim talk about the fact that the nanum is part of the mitzvah, so that also might satisfy that condition over there, that the mitzvah is not over yet. So on the one hand, you can make the bracha of Al, which is mashma shavar, because you taka yetzer the ikar mitzvah, which is in tila, within the rice that the pasuk says. But on the other hand, that it's not a total bittel in the Ovel HaSiyosim, because there's still more of the mitzvah to be done. Right, so that's how you could learn the Gemara. But you're right, that you know, the way we do it in the Gemara, actually more in Sukkah, we shouldn't bring over there, is that we try to make it that we should do it before Ovel HaSiyosim totally, and therefore the different ways that we do to make sure that we're not yetzim. That's why we turn over the pitum, like saying, right, the mitzvah is there to be lawson. Right, that's how we do. But this Gemara over here, this man, the Omar, that's how he's explaining. Right, that's how he's explaining.
Like this man, Omar, we should wear a beer harness. Unless you say that you already yetzim, but you have...
Right.
You have the ikar mitzvah is going to be later.
The ikar
mitzvah is here.
Right.
It come later, so you're making the bracha now, al beer harness. So make it al beer harness for the man, the Omar.
You know, it's made karmash, man. I'll probably be last year, because you have the ikar mitzvah later on. Right. Let me make a bracha. Why does he say that we don't want to say? Why does he say that we don't want to say al? Because al is mashma. That was done. What we were saying. You're standing before the bedik, right? Right, you're making bracha before the bedikah. Right, according to him, he says you don't want to say lashon al, because al is mashma l'shava. Right, that's the cheshbon gemara. Right, you didn't do anything yet, so definitely everything is upcoming. Right. So that's why over there he's saying that you can't use lashon al because al is mashma l'shava. Nothing was done yet. In this situation, right, using lashon al because the mitzvah was done. There was an asiyas hamitzvah. So let's hear again. So what the Gemara wanted to say was like this: that Bishlomo, the Gemara understood originally that you were not yoytzer the mitzvah, like we see. Right? The Gemara is in the Mashmois. Not the Lotzis, but the Pashu Mashmois in this price is that you were not yoytzer. How we not yoytzer once you pick it up? So then you have like you're saying, right? We have eitzes. How even though you took it, you weren't yaitze. You weren't yaitze yet. So that's why the more original assumed that in this price we're not yaitze. So and nevertheless, we're saying a loshen of al in the price. So you see that loshen of al has mashmois, or the main mashmois is labo, not l'shova. That was what the more meant to ask. And that the more answer is that no, that really actually over here in the price, so you were yaitze ready. Being that you were yaitze ready, so that's why I agree that you can use the lashon of al because adrab, right? You taka referring to something which you were yaitze ready. The more that just asks that's not mashm the brayso. On that the more asks, ihochim lotzes boy. What does the brayso say? The brayso when talks about the different stages. That si is the first one by the shechi, you know. And then the brayso continues on and it says, not lo lotzes, but you took it in order to be yaitze. Right, which would be mashma, that you weren't yet yaitz. Yehochi, lotzis boy. Why does the Brayis say lotzis boy? Yotza boy, mi boy le. Moreh should have said that once you took it and you were yaitz, now you make the bracha because the mitzvah was done already. So therefore, the Gemara is asking that it's not mashma like you're saying. It's not mashma you yoytzer the mitzvah already. Right? You weren't yoytzer the mitzvah. The question is, he's right, once you take yoytzer the mitzvah, the answer is like you're saying, that we have ways of making it that even though you're holding it, you weren't yoytzer. Turn it over. Or we shouldn't talk about maybe kavona not to be yoytzer. Different eitzes. Like Gemara says in Ochanami, the Gemara says that you're right. Were this to be the only halacha, Netilas Lulav, then the Braisa would have used the Loshen that he was ready Yotze Boy. But being that there's another case in the Braisa concerning Sukkah, and by Sukkah over there he wasn't Yotze yet, so that's why the Loshen of the Braisa at this point by Lulav uses a lashon as if he wasn't yetzer, in order that it should be consistent with the rest of the braisa. But the truth of the matter is that Hitaka was already yetzer. And what it tells us about the Kani Sefer, or is it Sukkah la'atzmei meborach ato Hashem shechiyanu? And now it says, this nichnes leishiv bo oimer asheket isham tzvoisav leishiv basukkah. Over here, the nichnes leishiv, but he wasn't yet yetzer the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. So over here, the Loshon Braisa is Leishiva. So that's why the Gemara before also used that Loshon. But the truth of the matter is that the only reason why, according to this man, the Omar, that the Loshon could be Al Netilas Lulav is because he was Yetz already. And that's how he explains this Braisa. Now, let's just try to get the end over here. Of the Gemara, according to this Mahalach and the Gemara, Vehilchasa Bir Chometz, the Gemara says, Vehilchasa Al Bir Chometz. Now that the Gemara answered actually, the Gemara says Al Bir Chometz, that the halacha is that you could make a bracha Al Bir Chometz, even though it's machlokes is whether in our situation, you could use albir because the problem is mekar mashma. The Gemara says the halacha is that one may make the bracha albir chometz. And according to what we're saying now in the Gemara, kapashis the cheshbon is like we started out. That the issue is whether one may also use the bracha of albir chometz. Definitely levar could be used according to everyone, and that's the machlokes. Right, so the halacha would seem to be according to this malach in the Gemara, whether one has the option to use this or not. It's not bedavka. We didn't actually have enough time to see, but the Rishonim bring another mahalach in the Gemara. And I'll just tell you very, very bekitzer, because it's taka very late, but I'll just give you then the idea that when the Gemara says over here that levar kuliyam lepligi divad lehabo mashma, that Rashi pointed out, and therefore everyone agrees that you could use that lashon. Right, other Rishonim learn that the machlekes is like the Gemara sounds in the onset. Which lashon is either this or that? Right, and what the Gemara means over here is this: just as far as the mashmoyes is concerned, that kliyam lepligi devad lahabo mashma. But nevertheless, there's a machlekes because of other cheshbonis. Why? Whether we should use that lashon or not? So this is the point where things differ. I think more never says clearly that kuli amale pligi, that one could use this lashon as the bracha. The Gemara just tells us that everyone agrees that there is a mashmois over there. Right? But does that therefore develop the halacha or not? Right? That's still a machlokes, and therefore this is Shem learn that the machlokes in the Gemara is either this or that, and maskanas hagemara when the Gemara says v'hilchasa al birchometz, it's takadafko only al birchometz. Right? And if you look in the Ran sets up the Gemara what the issue is. These Rishonim also explain why the machlokes is set up by birchometz. I mean, it would sound like it's a general shayla by all mitzvahs. So how does this come to be a chometz per se? And Ran explains how be a chometz is the kind of mitzvah that they argue about, and it has to do, if you see in the Ran, it has to do with this point that the Gemara makes as far as meal is concerned in mitzvahs that there's a chiv on, mitzvahs that have could only be done by one person. That mashmois of using lomul or not. Back upon him, but that's the other mahalach in the Gemara. And therefore, the halacha comes out obviously in Afkamina, whether the Gemara means to say that halacha you could use either or, because that was what this man, the Omar, held. And, or according to the other Rishonim, that the way they learn the Gemara is that the machlokes is either this or that, it's dafka this way or that way. And therefore, the maskonas Gemara, according to this, is the hilchas al bir chometz, dafka to make the bracha al bir chometz, and livar would not be the proper way to make the bracha.
Why wouldn't the bar be proper?
According to this,
the second mahalach.
They learn from the
Gemara says it's a pleading. It's a pellet.
No. The Gemara says that everyone agrees that as far as lahabo and l'shaavar issue, right. Then the lotion of right, wow. But there's a second issue. Right? The second issue is the fact that this is a mitzvah that's directed to a specific person, or actually, that the reason why bir chometz, for example, since it could be done by another person, so that's why we wouldn't want to say a lotion no, levar, because right. That's mashed that the mitzvah's mutl only on
Menachem's
us.
Menachem's question, right? Was that Menachem's question?
Well.
That's how we're saying.
I didn't understand it.
All shechita, all amila, and all beer has a commonality that they could be done by other people. That's my understanding.
Okay, but that's how these rishonim learn. You know, there's talk of two factors over here in the Gemara. On the one hand, as far as the lahabo is concerned, that everyone agrees that with the lamed you're okay over there, but there's a different problem, right? The problem is
the shlichus issue,
right? Whether it has to be done. The mashmois with a lamed might have been a mashmois that its dafka has to be done by the person himself, and that would be a reason why we would want to steer away from using levar.
Again, let's go on shechita mila and b'dika. What about lulav? All antilas lulav. Why would you say? How would we touch that? Is there shlichus with lulav?
That we say it's lava.
No. Probably that's
said
in the future.
No, but that you were mechayim the mitzvah.
Just by lifting it.
So the mitzvah today, we like, Yeah.
I missed the thing with sukkah. Why was the lashon of leisha b'sukkah selected, the lamed there?
So the Gemara really doesn't really talk about that, right? See, in the cheshbon of the Gemara, that we're dealing with this man, the Omar, it's good, right? Really what we want, you know, the man that we're asking on, right? We're asking on the man, the Omar, who he says generally, you say, with the Lamed. Right? And the question is, so why by Netilas Lulav are you saying with the Al? So he has to answer that, right? Because of Yoytz already. So according to him, it's rather good why by Yeshiva Sukkah he's saying with the Lamed. Because according to him, right, that's what he's supposed to be doing, right? Right? But what you want to know is that according to the Makshin, right, according to the man, the Omar, who holds that you could say Al, so why in this bracha is this and that bracha is that? Right? What is the difference?
Especially according to the Rishonim that say that it's B'dafka, right? With Rashi, it's Akasha, but it's not mm-hmm. so shver, but
okay. Right. So that's a good point. That's why the Rishonim say over there that there are other factors that go into it. Right? But it's a good question that you're asking, right? That's, you know, when the way that we have the Gemara, the clone that our Gemara gives, right? Why aren't we bothered by the coin that's my number? Why is there a difference over here? Why is the Bryce make some kind of difference? According to the who we're asking on, after he explains that, so then we understand the difference. Right? Okay, you're Yaitz, okay, you aren't Yaitz, so it makes sense. But that's a good question. That's a good question.
This is the major sugya in Shas on
Rakhapin? Right. You see, the Rishonim have a lot of pages and pages and looking back and back. And they ran over there. They discussed many, many different brachas, right? And trying to work out the klol and what are the rules that you come out of this.